In my lesson yesterday, I set the backstory for this lesson today. So turn your Bibles to the book of Judges, chapter 6, and let us read verse 11. We're talking about Gideon. Gideon was threshing wheat in the shade of an oak tree. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." God's agents, whether kings or judges or prophets or apostles or human beings, they are not machines or blind instruments. They are living, thinking, feeling, reasonable people. When they are called to great and heroic works, they must be endued with great and heroic thoughts, a high sense of justice, a noble contempt of gain, with the moderations of prudence. These are the qualities that must be found in them that God would use. The sword which is to pierce must first be sharpened. The intelligence which is to guide must first be enlightened. The arm which is to prevail must be strengthened. The spirit which is to triumph must be awakened and fed and sustained. The work to which Gideon was called was no common work. On one hand, it was to bring a nation from the lowest level into victory and freedom. On the other hand, it was to drag down another nation from power and possession. So who was Gideon? The least considered member of his poor family, from a tribe of which no name was famous, a man unknown of and unheard of, whose occupation was threshing wheat. Yet this was the man that God chose to deliver Israel. When the angel told him that God was with him, and Gideon's response to the angel was, If the Lord be with us, why is all of this befallen us?" Sometimes the blessings and presence of God is hard to be realized in the absence of material prosperity. There is something almost ironical in the contrast between the assertion that God is with you and the actual condition of the nation. Gideon asked him, "Why then is all of this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us about? Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Gideon thought that he had been forsaken. Many today, when they are pressed by adverse circumstances, when they are hemmed in by the wiles of the devil, when it appears that all of their wealth is gone, their family is sick, when they have prayed and prayed, some come to the conclusion that God has forsaken us, that God is no longer hearing my prayers. The great calamities of war, the pestilence and earthquakes that are happening in the world today, many are saying, "If there is a God, why don't he stop these things? Has the hope of all men been only a dream?" All things being equal, the blessings of God ought to make rich, happy, and prosperous. But that is not the chief end of God's presence. It is first to make right. God's foremost intent of all mankind is not to be happy, but to be holy, not to be rich, but to be right, not to be wealthy, but to be humble. God can be with a man, even when he is poor, wretched, and helpless. But mankind will not continue so if he is obedient to the heavenly will. Spiritual blessings should be expected to show itself first, spiritually and inwardly. God does want us to prosper materially. It is God's will that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Before I leave the air, I've got a group that's going to sing for you. This young man singing with this choir, bless my soul. Take a listen and be blessed.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, all are blessings of His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Gail said, the book says, I've been sealed, according to that same book, to prosper and be in health is right. In the book, think about it. From Genesis all the way down to Revelation, every chapter, every line, they all are blessings of His love divine.
Yes, sir. Another promise for the Bible readers that says, delight yourself in the Lord. You can have what's in your heart. Anybody ever read that? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, guess what? He's got a brand new start. I love that part that says this. Knock, and the door shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. Everybody has their favorite promise. This one is mine, and it says, on resurrection morning, when that last trumpet sounds, and all that have died in Christ, they began to rise up from the ground. This applies to us. Then we that remain, stretch out your hand and say with the gift, oh yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
Stuck a fork in me, I was done. But I began to think about another one that fits me. It says, I once was young.